So, as I said there, summer TV was traditionally the wasteland. All right, TV may be a wasteland, but summer TV shows too wasted, even for the network fall schedules. The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour started in the summer. The Jackson Family had a summer show. Survivor and American Idol were too scary and innovative for the networks to put in the fall when they premiered, so they tiptoed into the summer schedule before they and other reality shows went on to rule the world. Today, though, summer is a season all to itself. This year, the networks are taking a lesson from the cable channels like the USA Network and HBO, which have hit it big in recent years with scripted summer shows.
This is Tom Farmer. The best show that ever aired in the summertime was the first season of HBO's The Wire.
Well, we've been hearing from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What's your favorite summer show in recent years? Burn Notice, True Blood, they've proven that scripted summer shows can really succeed. Cable networks following the lead, the big four networks also taking the lead. What do we have to look for this summer? TV blogger Delana Dixon joins us. Good morning, Delana.
Good morning.
And Emily Rems here in the studio, managing editor of Bust Magazine. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So let's begin with you, Delana. From a network perspective, what do you think they're going to be offering this summer that's worth actually staying indoors for?
Well, I think ABC is definitely leading the pack. They've got three new shows on this summer. You can catch The Gates, which is kind of Desperate Housewife meets Twilight. Gated Community, Werewolves, Vampires, and we know everybody loves Twilight, Eclipse. New Moon, which is coming out, so that's a smart risk to take. They're also doing a new show called Scoundrels. It's about a family of petty criminals who are trying to go straight after being in prison. And it's got this kind of Arrested Development kind of sound, kind of cynical, kind of sarcastic. So it's a little risky. Why not try it in the summer?
But only a little risky, Delana. I mean, I hear your enthusiasm, but I mean, come on, ripping off a New Moon and the Twilight series, I mean, that's a traditional sort of networks can't think up an idea of their own. Emily Rems, the cable networks, do they have this problem?
Well, the cable networks are kind of the ones that they're ripping off, too. I mean, True Blood is such a huge success that I'm sure that has something to do with it as well.
All right, but what are the cable networks offering for us this summer?
They're offering, TV Land is launching a new scripted show for the first time this summer. It's called Hot in Cleveland, which features three women, Valerie Bertinelli, Wendy Malick, and Jane Leaves, and they're playing three best friends who leave L.A. and decide to move in together in Cleveland, where their landlady is Betty White, who's so hot right now.
She is so hot.
I know.
Is this kind of
awesome.
Sex in the City for the Midwest?
It seems like it, or maybe a little bit of Tales of the City. Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Delana, I like this idea of a gated community of vampires, which you referred to a moment ago, but what if it's a gated community of vampire Betty Whites?
I think everybody would be watching. Everybody's watching anything that Betty White's on, so it's probably a very smart move to do.
Let's listen to the NBC makers of The Biggest Loser, who have a spinoff I want to talk to you about. We've been talking about scripted series, but this is an unscripted series. Here's a clip from Losing It with Jillian.
You know Jillian Michaels is tough in the gym.
Four more?
But this summer, while Loser takes a break, she'll be making house calls.
Which woman are you going to be? Which woman? Which woman?
Delana, just call me a public radio host, okay? But that truly sounds like wasteland. What do you think?
Come on, you're going to get to see the softer side of Jillian Michaels here, okay? She's actually moving in with families, and she's actually said that she felt more responsibility here to be not the woman you just see screaming at the gym for people who signed up for The Biggest Loser. But NBC is doing a really smart thing. It's going to end The Biggest Loser. It's going to go right into a show, kind of continuing the concept of having Jillian in your home, literally. So NBC knows what it's doing, or it's trying.
Emily Rems, HBO is putting documentaries on this summer. Are they dumping them for the summer audience, or is this a legitimate effort to really give these some play?
I think it's legitimate. They're premiering a whole series of really great documentaries every Monday, which is not totally a contested time slot, every single Monday all summer long. The one that looks especially exciting to me is on July 12th. It's called No One Dies in Lilydale, and it's about the world's largest community of psychic mediums who all claim to be able to communicate with the dead, and they're all in upstate New York.
And this is real?
It's real. It's a documentary, yeah, that's premiering on the 12th.
I love this reality bit from Bravo. Sarah Jessica Parker, she would never be on American Idol. No, 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 no. Way too upscale for that. But she would be on this show called what?
It's called Work of Art, The Next Great Artist. And she's actually the producer, but she does appear on the show as well.
And the, what's the idea here?
It's along the same lines as Project Runway, only you've got 14 aspiring visual artists who are all vying to get a solo show at a nationally recognized
museum.
Wait,
they have like an hour to make a great oil, yeah, they're doing, in oil or something?
They're doing art projects.
America's hot new Jackson Pollock. I love that. That's great. That is a fantastic show. I would watch that.
I will totally watch that.
So, Delana, can the networks compete with this stuff from cable?
Well, they're definitely going to give it their best shot. I mean, CBS is staying out of the game. They tried all those variety programs you mentioned in the 70s. They do so well with their reruns. They're not getting into it. You've got NBC. They're bringing back a lot of their reality program. They've done very well with America's Got Talent. They've got Losing with Jillian. And ABC, which has tried to tip its toe into the pool of scripted programming in the summer, they're offering you three different shows. So they're definitely trying to keep up with the cable. They don't want to lose those audiences and then have to try to woo them back in the fall. They want to keep them all year long.
Before we go, Delana, I mean, you're the expert here. Who's watching? What is the TV audience in the summer?
Well, you know, the recession has definitely made it a lot easier to stay in your house and watch television instead of going to blockbuster movies. So, yes, people are still going to be going to the beach. They're going to be going to the internet. But at the end of the day, people are still watching television. They're still turning on their screens. And now that network's getting into the game, who knows? Everybody's going to be home watching television. You know you are.
Oh, yeah.
Just face it.
Delana Dixon, TV blogger from her home in New York where she watches television. Emily Rems, managing editor of Bust Magazine here in the studio. We leave you with the original theme from the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour.
What's the rage?
Mad Men premiered in the summer.
Yes.
American Gladiators, Nurse Jackie. If you have a summer show that you love, let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also text the word TAKE to 69866. You may get charged for that text, but let us know what you think. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the last episode of Lost. If you love TV, something in it for everyone, unless you don't watch TV. Desmond is going to join us. He's the actor Henry Ian Cusick. That's all tomorrow on the show. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. Never seen Lost. I hope it's something there for me. This is the takeaway. So Lost.
I think your friends just blew themselves up, brother.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.